For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. What's next for Dr. Ruth Hawkins? That's the focus of this final interview segment that I conducted with her. Retirement from Arkansas State University will take place at the end of the month, and I wanted to know what was the next steps. Before that, I asked if any of the heritage sites that she helped develop were her favorite. And here is the interview.
They're all just so different. They're all so special in so many different ways. Hemingway Pfeiffer will always be special to me because it was the first, and it's where I really developed the love and the interest for the other projects. It really literally changed my life because I never dreamed that I would go from being vice president of institutional advancement and raising money for the university and doing alumni relations and those things to working on the heritage of our state. And so that was special. The ones in between have been all special for various reasons. And of course, the CASH project is such a significant project all over the world. We've had people from 55 countries that have visited, as well as all 50 states. So they're all very special in their own way. I really couldn't pick a favorite.
Right. Well, we're going to wrap this up here in just a little bit. You've been, once again, so generous with your time, so thank you for this.
Sure.
But let me ask you, how has the heritage sites helped by way of tourism in Arkansas? As I know, that's a huge part of it. How has it really helped, if you don't mind?
Well, absolutely. Heritage tourism is probably the fastest growing segment of the tourism industry. And people sometimes don't think of it as an industry primarily because it's not an industry where you're producing widgets and at the end of the day you count how many widgets you have produced. Instead, tourism is a collection of hospitality-related businesses. It's your attractions, it's your restaurants, it's your hotels, it's the places, the gift shops, the antique shops, the places where you spend money. That's why it's so great for small towns, because you don't have to have a great industrial infrastructure to focus on the heritage of your region. And so I think we've been making that point throughout the Delta, and many people have focused more on that. It's hard to document the impact that they've had, but several things that I think are significant. One is that, for instance, in the town of Piggott, which has about 3,900 people, within 2 years of us opening the Hemingway Pfeiffer Museum, they added 14 new tourism-related businesses. You know, they have bed and breakfast. They have a number of great shops on the downtown square. So we really did see that development. And then the other thing that I think is significant is that the Parks and Tourism puts out county statistics every year. The tourism, the dollars spent in the county, the number of visitors, the tax-generated revenue, number of people employed, the payroll, and so forth. And in the four counties where we have sites, which are counties that are typically losing in population, and, you know, a lot of the economic sectors in those counties they're really going down every year. The economic indicators are going down. But in every one of those counties, the tourism statistics are going up. And there have been some years when they've been up higher than the overall average for the state of Arkansas. And so for that to be happening in towns, in counties here in the Delta, I think that's really significant. Even though tourism, it's not a huge, you know, the jobs in that industry don't pay a huge amount of money because
right. It's
a service industry. But they put people to work. They give pride in the community. They help in addressing the quality of the community, which in turn does attract other businesses and industries to come to the region if they see the quality of the region. So, yeah, it's been a big indicator of economic development for the region. Now, I will say one thing that I always have to point out to people, because our feasibility study indicated that the project that we're doing in Dice would generate about $10 million annually in tourism income. and would generate about 100 jobs. This is when everything is up and running and being properly marketed and so forth. And everybody says to me, so all that money's going to come to Dice? Well, no, it's not, because Dice doesn't necessarily have, it doesn't have those places for people to spend money. So they're going to spend money in Wilson. You know, they're going to go to lunch in Wilson or whatever. They're maybe going to go and they're going to spend the night in Marion or in Osceola or Blytheville or West Memphis or come to Jonesboro. For the nightlife, after they've spent the day in Dice, they may come to Jonesboro. So that money is, it really just indicates how much tourists are going to spend. It doesn't say where they're going to spend it. And right. So it's important for all of us to capitalize on that. And we have to be aware of that. And this is nothing against Memphis, because we're members of the Memphis Advertising and Promotion Commission. But the point being that if every one of our visitors comes to Memphis and they spend the night in Memphis and they eat breakfast in Memphis and then they run up to the Johnny Cash House and then they run back to Memphis in time for lunch, then we haven't done a darn thing to capture their money here in Arkansas. So we have to look at ways to keep the visitors here longer and give them more things to do.
Dr. Ruth Hawkins is a director of Arkansas State University's Heritage Sites and also is the executive director of Arkansas Delta Byways, and joins us here on KASU. And you were talking about the Dice Project. You were talking about the Dice Project brings in a lot of visitors.
Absolutely. From all over the world. We're having about close to 30,000 visitors already, and we really can't handle much more than that because it is a small house and we're a little bit concerned about the traffic through the house, and some of that linoleum on the floor is original linoleum, and so a lot of traffic can really wear that out. So we don't want it to get much bigger than that. So I think where we need to focus our emphasis now is on developing the programming that goes on, have more things that will bring people to Dice, like the Johnny Cash Heritage Festival,
right?
Which is great for the entire region because they stay all over the region. But more things like that. More working with the communities in the region on marketing in conjunction with that, scheduling, tours that maybe take in all of the heritage sites or, trips down to Lakeport or a lot of people that go to the Johnny Cash House also go to the Southern Tenant Farmers Museum, because those are companion sites. They both deal with problems of the Depression and the New Deal and the plight of farmers. The Southern Tenant Farmers Museum is an example of where farmers took matters in their own hands and formed a union to address their problems. The Dice Colony is an example where the government took steps to address the problem.
Do you see an additional site in the future?
No. Certainly not for me.
Right. So let's go back to Arkansas State. You said that when you started, you kind of had your hands in several different areas. You helped develop different offices and all that, the alumni office, development, many other areas. And over the years, you've seen Arkansas State raise a lot of money. The alumni is really big. Arkansas State has really developed over the past couple of decades. Your thoughts on Arkansas State now, as it is, by way of the institution that it's become over the years?
Well, I'm just so proud of what it has become, and I think back over all the steps that the university has gone through to get there, and I have to laugh sometimes because I can remember sitting in meetings when we only had about 7,000 students, and we were talking about how big do we want to get, and we said, well, it'd be really great if we reached 10,000. We maybe need to cap it when we reach 10,000. And we've gone so far beyond that. And the same thing, I remember I did a survey once of all of the community colleges and technical colleges before they all started merging and becoming technical colleges and branches of four-year institutions and so forth. And one of the things that the community colleges and the technical schools said was, we really wish that the university would offer some online courses or some ways that we wouldn't have to come to campus and take classes. And I remember we all sat around and said, that's just not going to happen because, you can't, that's going to dilute the quality of education if they're not sitting in a classroom. And now, I think our online programs have more than 5,000 enrolled in them or something like that.
Yeah.
And, phenomenal programs. And, it has come so far. Of course, we didn't have computers. I can still remember the Y2K scare when we all thought that the university was gonna fall to pieces, you know, at the turn of the millennium.
Mm-hmm.
But, I love seeing all of the focus on students. I think there are so many more support services for students. And, that's really the bottom line. I do a lot now out in the community, but the bottom line is that when you're working for a university, students are what it's all about. And I love what we're able to do at our heritage sites to help support students. I love that even now, people will come up to me. I used to, as part of my responsibilities when I was vice president, I was in charge of all the privately funded scholarships since we were raising most of that money and dealing with the donors and knew what the donors wanted. And so we had the responsibility of awarding the privately funded scholarships. And to this day, I'll run into people in the mall or wherever, and they'll say, "You don't remember me, but 30 years ago, you gave me a scholarship, and I almost lost it, and you gave me a chewing out and a talking to and said I needed to bring up my grades and that you were giving me a one-semester probation to prove that I could bring up my grades. And because of that, I stayed in school, and this is what I'm doing now." And it is so rewarding, when people you don't even remember come to you and say, "You made an impact in my life." And I think that that's probably the biggest reward of all, of being a part of Arkansas State University.
I'm talking with Dr. Ruth Hawkins, who's Executive Director of Arkansas Delta Byways and also is the Director of the Arkansas State University Heritage Sites here on KASU. So what are you going to do? I mean, by the way, what's the next step for you?
Oh, well, I'm going to take it easy and sleep in for a while. I have a lot of personal projects that I want to undertake. I'm going to help my husband with marketing some of his books. And for years and years, I've wanted to transcribe my father's World War II flight logs from when he was in the Pacific Theater. And I've always heard all of these names of all these places where he flew missions. And so I want to transcribe those and see if maybe there's a book there. I really just want to, take some time for myself and my family. I feel like, I told somebody the other day, I have about five family trees in my genealogy database. I have the Cash family tree. I have the Pfeiffer family tree, the Hemingway family tree, the Johnsons of Lakeport family tree. I have a family tree for tenant farmers and sharecroppers. And I have a family tree for my family, which is not nearly as big as the one. So I feel like I know these other families that I've dealt with probably better than I know my own. I get calls from the Cashes all the time saying, "Hey, I just got a contact from so-and-so, Marie Cash. How is she related to me?"
And now it's time to do your own research.
Yeah, so now I'm going to do my own.
So that's something. You've done research for so many years on other people. It would be interesting for you to now do it on your own, on yourself.
Right.
What are you going to miss most about Arkansas State?
Oh, wow. Well, I think I kind of just touched on it because obviously the staff, we've had a great staff to work with over the years. Every one of the Heritage Site staff is equally committed to what we're trying to do. So the Heritage Site staff, many of whom have been with me forever. Paula Miles has been with me on every one of my projects. Some of them, like Diana Sanders, who was involved for so long, is now retired. But so many people that are part of that Heritage Sites family, plus the people in the communities that we work with, we've developed a wonderful relationship with the people in each of these communities. But more than that, the families that were associated with these heritage sites, like the Cashes and the and the Hemingways and so forth. So it's that big extended family that I think I'll miss the most.
And that's Dr. Ruth Hawkins here on KASU. A retirement reception will be held for her on Friday, June 28th from 4 to 5:30 at the Arkansas State University Cooper Alumni Center in Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves, KASU News.